Coming up next, another edition of Reaching Out with Gregory Floyd, president of Teamsters Local 237.
Welcome to another edition of Reaching Out. I'm Gregory Floyd, president of Local 237 Teamsters. With us, a very special guest for the first time, we have Soroya Friedman Gonzalez. Welcome to Reaching Out.
Thank you so much. And I am currently the CEO of the Greater New York Councils. I have been here for a year and a month. It's a really great program, Scouting, which has been around well over 100 years. So
it's a pleasure to have you on the show. And I believe you are the first woman serving in that capacity.
That is correct. I am the first female to be the CEO of the Greater New York Councils here in New York City.
Yes. Yep. And how long has that organization been in existence?
So we are well over 100 years. We've been around since almost 1910. We're well over 100 years here. Scouting in New York City has been thriving, and the past year we've had some growth, which is terrific for us. Yeah.
Yes. So I want our listeners to understand that you are virtually the first female serving in that capacity in over 100 years.
Yes. Yep.
Okay. Most people have an idea of what the Boy Scouts are about.
Mm-hmm.
You tell us a little bit about what the Boy Scouts are about.
So nationally, and actually it's a worldwide program, a big part of what we do is trying to develop young leaders through outdoor adventure. It's a program that follows a very structured kind of outline in terms of, and we serve kids starting at 5 through our Cub Scout program. And then when they get to middle and high school, they can be part of what we call Scouts BSA, which is a program that really is age specific. And the goal is to teach life skills, to teach about community, civic engagement, and also to do some career exposure. I think what people often don't realize is that the Greater New York Councils and the Boy Scouts of America has an exploring and venturing program and a Sea Scouting program. And so those programs, in particular, the exploring and the Sea Scout, is really about exposing young people to careers. And that's a big part, in addition to the leadership development and the mentoring and an outdoor adventure.
Okay. What are some of the most surprising and unexpected parts of your programs?
I think it's what I had just mentioned, is that I think people in general think about the Boy Scouts and they have this image of the Norman Rockwell paintings that are so famous. And I think that is a big part of our history. But I think in New York City, scouting is very, very different. We are the only urban council of the 240 plus councils around the country. And it means that we run PACs in the city, through community organizations, but then our kids may have the camping experience, maybe the first time they've ever been outdoors. And so that's surprising to people, as I think people don't know that scouting is in New York City, that you can have that here.
Yeah, most of the people think of a scout crossing a lady across the street.
Yep. Yeah. And I also think that people don't know that since 2019, scouting expanded from just being a Boy Scout, being boys, to now we serve all genders. We welcome girls in 2019. New York City has the, I think, 30% of our scouts identify as female. That's one of the largest councils that have that many females across the country.
Well, in New York City, there are more than 8,000 Boy Scouts and Explorers. Mm-hmm. And there are also 2,200 adult volunteers. Can you tell us about the scouts and the volunteers?
Sure. So we operate scouting in all five boroughs in every community. The Greater New York Council, 70% of the youth we serve receive financial assistance of some kind to do 1 year of scouting. We are in the schools. We operate in community-based organizations. We operate through faith-based organizations. And our kids are the kids in New York City. When you look around, they're representative of lots of different religions, ethnicities, races. And I think the best part of scouting in New York City is that it's probably one of the only programs that brings together so many different kinds of people and really welcomes the diversity of New York City. It's rare that you can do a program, a camping experience, and meet kids from different backgrounds and neighborhoods, and that you're really brought together by scouting values.
And if someone wanted to get involved, either as a volunteer or have their children participate in your program, how would they do that?
So most of our adult volunteers are engaged in the program typically because they either have children or had children in the program. And we have almost 400 units throughout the city. You could certainly visit our website, which is www.newyorkcityscouting.org, and you would identify a troop nearby. We have a troop, a unit in almost every neighborhood, so they could reach out to us online. There's a job form to fill out, and we could connect them. And we encourage, even if you're only slightly interested, to reach out, and we could connect you to a nearby unit and a pack or troop, and just try it. Visit that pack or troop and see if it's something you'd want to do.
And what can a family expect from scouting?
People always joke that they have this ongoing joke about it's only an hour a week. I think families join scouting initially either because someone in their family was an Eagle Scout or in scouting, or a friend tells them to join. But I think what people find is that it's a community. And so what winds up happening is there's a lot more, people spend more time together than they initially think they will. And it becomes like a family, an intergenerational family activity that really brings families together and communities together. And I think that's one of the things that makes it really special. But then there's a very structured program that's, centered around both advancement and skill attainment, and really trying to connect young people to issues. The merit badges are very much, and the advancement is really about getting young people to learn about civic engagement, about giving back to their community, about working together. Everything that you do when you go on a camping trip, you are highly dependent on your patrol. So you're moving in a group. The kids in a patrol are within either in the same grade or within 2 years, they're within 2 years of each other, and you really learn to rely on your peers. It's a youth-led organization, and it builds some of the greatest leaders out of it. And I don't think there's a single program like us around that is that holistic.
Well, it's definitely one of the most famous and well-known programs throughout the country and throughout the world. So
yeah,
and it's good to hear that the tradition is carrying on. What are some of the long-term outcomes and benefits of scouting?
So we've done surveys before, and the surveys really show that kids do much better in school and stay in school. The academic outcomes for kids in scouting from before they were in the program to having spent a year are remarkable. And I think... outside of that, I think what's really great in a time of isolation, and there hasn't really been a study yet on mental health, but we know that the pandemic and just technology in general has created enormous isolation for kids and young adults. And I think scouting, being outdoors, there's enough research that talks about getting out and getting away from technology is terrific for your mental health. But beyond that, you could have a kid that's having a hard time in school making friends, and they go to their weekly meeting, and there everybody's accepted. I mean, I think one of the great things about being part of a pack or troop is that there's sort of like a universal acceptance that happens. You're working almost like a team. And you see that in certain professions, this kind of like camaraderie that happens, and it exists in scouting. And I think it's wonderful for kids that obviously are social and doing well, but it's also great for kids that are just, you know, having trouble a bit making friends. And I always say, you know, you can join scouting and, you know, immediately a kid has like a community behind them, and not just their own, but it's like among scouts in general, there's something remarkable when, let's say, an Eagle Scout from New Jersey meets an Eagle Scout from New York City or from Texas. Even in the world, you're automatically part of a community. So there's like a sense of belonging that happens, which is really great. And I think it's needed more now than ever, because I think people feel really isolated.
You're listening to Reaching Out. I'm Greg B. Floyd, President Local 237. With us, a very special guest is Soraya Friedman Gonzalez. And we are talking about scouting. Do you have any stories to share with us on how scouting has made a positive difference?
Absolutely. I'm going to, two stories come to mind. One story is a young girl that I met with her father. Her father had immigrated from another country. Scouting was available in his home country, but it was out of reach for him. He could never afford it because it was very expensive. And when he was in New York City, he found a school that offered free scouting program, our scout reach program. And he enrolled his daughter. He picked the school and kind of moved into the district so that she could attend that school. And she has been advancing. She spoke at one of our events. She was remarkable. I've never seen a young person that poised. She talked about all that scouting had given to her in terms of just making friends and learning how to build a fire, learning, you know, going to the Bronx Zoo and having sort of fun things to do that she wouldn't ordinarily get to do. And then the highlight for her was being able to spend a week at our camp in New Jersey at an Alpine with her dad. And it just was great family time. And it was really wonderful for the family overall because they got to go out of the city and leave the city, which a lot of families don't get to do, and be plugged into a program and have that. So many families get to get out of the city, and there's so many families that don't. So it struck me as I got to watch his face as he watched his 8-year-old daughter speak at an event. And there was so much pride in him watching her. And the young girl had so much confidence. Our scouts are great speakers and they know how to interact with people. So that's one story that comes to mind. Another story that comes to mind is we run an Explorers program, a law enforcement Explorers program. And I'm thinking of a story of a young man who learned about our Explorers program through his guidance counselor. He really didn't have direction at all. And his interaction with law enforcement was negative. You know, it was just, you know, in his community, when you saw somebody who was a police officer, a lot of the kids felt scared. He joined the program. I guess he got intrigued by a part of it and what it could do for him, you know, professionally. And it changed his life. And so many of the young men in our Explorers program, they go through it, they make incredible connections, and they may join the NYPD, or they may go off and join Homeland Security and have these incredible opportunities, professional journeys. And it's all started through our program. And we have so many stories like that of kids getting exposed to careers because there's a post at the DA's office or at a bank. I think that's kind of what we do. And people don't know that when they think of scouting, but it's kind of all of it works together. And we're building incredible human beings that are going to be leaders of tomorrow.
Now you mentioned Alpine, that's Alpine, New Jersey. Tell us what's Alpine, New Jersey.
So in Alpine, New Jersey, we have a camp. And it's targeted towards elementary age kids. And all of our Cub Scouts get to go. It's about a half hour. People think it's far away, but it's right over the George Washington Bridge. It could take, about 30 minutes from Manhattan to get there door to door. And they get to go out there and, participate in various skill-based programming. They can go swimming. They can learn, about how to build a fire. They can learn about nature, or they could put on a skit. I mean, it's a combination of like your typical camping outdoor experience combined with activities that they could do to kind of learn about working together.
Okay. And tell us, how is scouting different from other youth programs?
Well, I think what's uniquely different is a lot of youth programs in New York City are targeted for a particular population or community. And so you almost, by design, kids are kind of isolated, and it creates this sort of like, these kids are in this program and these kids are in that program. And it has sort of like a us versus them. You're not really creating it. Scouting in New York City, you have all kinds of families from all kinds of socioeconomic backgrounds. And as I said, 70% of our kids and families are on some type of financial assistance, but you could have in a particular troop a lot of variation. So you have diversity, not just in terms of religion, race, ethnicity, but also in terms of socioeconomic status. Every kid wears a uniform, and there's something to be said that the kids all kind of go out on a camping trip and they're kind of on equal footing, and no kid gets to get ahead or not because of where they come from and who their family is. It's all in the books. You either achieve the rank or you don't. And I think there's that aspect. But then in addition, you have both outdoor experiences, which is important for mental health and just getting out there, combined with life skills and wilderness training. Our kids learn how to do first aid and CPR, or they could get a scuba diving certification. They learn archery, how to ride a canoe, but then they also could do a merit badge that's based on a particular skill. So you could do an astrology merit badge if you're really interested in, sorry, not astrology, astronomy. So if you're really interested in learning about the stars and the universe, or you're more STEM oriented, there are merit badges that are very focused on the sciences, on the environment, on oceanography, on topography. I mean, there's all these, this whole world of merit badges. Or if you're more of an outdoors person, there's certain EAGLE required. So all of our kids get a swimming merit badge. And by the way, when you think about the number of kids in New York City that don't learn to swim, how great is that, that it's part of our program? And we teach kids that wouldn't otherwise learn to swim. And in the summer, that's really important.
And what are some of your plans for future scouting in New York City?
So we want to grow. We currently are serving just under 9,000 scouts. There was a time when we were serving 40,000. I mean, we may not get there, but we feel that there are so many communities that could benefit from our program that we really want to get out there more. We want to do more partnerships with schools, more partnerships with faith-based and community-based organizations. And we want to engage whole families into our programming because we think there's nothing better than family well-being than going out and taking a camping trip with your child. That's healing. That's about being together and working through challenges. And so we feel that so much of what we do has this chance to really promote well-being and healthy interaction. All of our kids understand that there are certain values that we're trying to achieve, being friendly, being courteous. We have Scout values and we're promoting that. I think we need more of that. I think more kids need to be able to interact even when they disagree, but to be cordial. And so that's part of what we do as well. And so that's our goal, is to get out there more and to offer it to more kids and more communities.
Now, why do you think the drop went from 40,000 to 9,000? Was it financial? Was it just interest, participation?
I think the organization has gone through a lot of shifts in ideology over the years. I think COVID was really hard. We're an outdoor kind of program. And I think for nearly 2 years, the world was shut down. And I think that impacted us. And there were some other things that really kind of hit the organization hard. But I think and kind of being a forward moving organization, I think scouting has never been more welcoming and more inclusive today. And I think people need to know that. I think the leaders that are operating the program are really all about, and this is not just in New York City, because I've been and I've met my colleagues in other areas. We really, when we say scouting for all, we believe that everybody should be a scout if they want to. All kids, we have to figure out a way to bring more kids into the program and that kids feel welcome and included and that they have a community. And I think that's what makes it different today. And I think the organization has evolved a lot in the last several years.
So how do you scouts get their funding? And if people are listening, how would they be able to help you achieve your mission?
So we always take private donations. We would, always accept a donation from an individual that wants to make a difference in youth and communities in New York City. We get our funding currently through program fees. Although, as I told you, in New York City, we provide scholarships to most of the communities that we serve. So we depend a lot on grants, institutional support from foundations, and private donations from wealthy donors that really, either they were a scout or they believe in our mission. And so that's kind of where we are. And hopefully in the years to come, we also get some local city, state, and federal funding, because we think we're doing great work for the public good. And so we are on that and trying to also get money from those areas as well.
Thank you for coming on, a very special guest, Soroya Friedman Gonzalez, Chief Executive Officer and Scout Executive, first woman, only woman in the history of scouting in New York City. Thank you for coming on Reaching Out.
No, thank you so much for having me. It's been a pleasure. I'm super grateful to be here.
Thanks for listening. And don't forget to tune in again each and every Saturday at this same time for another edition of Reaching Out with Gregory Floyd, president of Teamsters Local 237. The preceding pre-recorded program paid for by Teamsters Local 237.